cornbread baked in the ashes of a fire, did you ever hear anyone call that by a certain name?
It's called ash cake sometimes.
And
but that's been a long time since we've had any of that around here.
But the name survives.
The name survives. Mm.
And soft cornbread served in a bowl, eat it with a spoon.
Mostly, I believe that's mush.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call bread and loaves made of white flour?
We call that light bread.
White bread.
That is if it's yeast risen. Now any yeast risen bread is called light bread, no matter whether it's made with whole wheat flour or white flour.
I see. That's interesting. I thought only white flour.
No. Now you get whole wheat bread. That's
still light bread.
Still light bread.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a round, flat pastry about like this, pretty big?
Are you talking about dumplings?
With a hole in the middle.
Oh, you're talking about those are donuts.
Just donuts. Do you have any other names for them?
No, I don't believe we have another name for
fried
donuts.
Cake?
No.
No.
We just dunk the donuts and go on without too much calling.
Mm-hmm. And a similar pastry made with yeast, it rises a little bit higher, a little lighter. Are they just donuts too?
Oh, we don't make those, Randy.
And flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet, eaten with syrup.
That's fried biscuit.
Fried biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
You use batter cake or pancake?
Oh yeah, then there's batter cakes. Batter cakes and pancakes are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now the difference between fried biscuit and batter cakes and pancakes. Fried biscuit is the same texture as the biscuit you put in the oven to bake, except you just fry them.
Mm-hmm.
And pancakes have twice as much liquid in them as the fried biscuit.
I see. Mm-hmm. So they're flatter.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked.
That's fatback.
That's fatback. And
now that doesn't have any lean streaks in it much, does it? The fatback doesn't have much streak. The fatback comes off of a big hog.
Mm-hmm.
That you can just cut slabs and slabs of fat off of.
Right. It's mostly fat.
Mm-hmm.
And pressed meatloaf made from jowl or the hog's head or something.
We call that souse. Now you can spell it. Suit yourself. I don't know that I ever saw souse spelled.
Right. Just souse, not souse.
Uh-huh. Or we call it pressed meat a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. And the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed or pit.
You use them interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you prefer? Do you have any?
Personally, I don't like anything about cherry.
And how about the center of a peach?
And that's a peach seed. Then, now, I don't know whether you know about this or not, but when peaches first come in, people that hadn't had transported fruit all the year, just a little bit fruit hungry, and they will crack the peach seed, and the inside of the peach seed they call the kernel, and that kernel is good to eat if you like them.
I've seen it, but actually I've never tried it.
You might like it. No, it's a peach flavor. It has a flavor all its own. It's